Okay, so you're trying to figure out this Leo man, right? Trying to see if he's genuine or maybe, just playing some games.
Yeah.
Well, we're diving into this book by Laura King. It's called Spotting the Maneuvers.
Oh, I like this already.
Yeah. She's an astrologer. She's got some super interesting ideas about how to tell if a Leo man's charm is like the real deal or if it's, well,
A carefully crafted act.
exactly. Because, I mean, Leos are known for being charming,
Yeah,
right?
it's like their thing. It's that magnetic energy, that confidence often is completely genuine. They just kind of radiate this like sun-ruled energy that just naturally draws people in. But,
But there's always a but, right?
right, there's a shadow side.
Ooh, okay. This is getting good. I love a little shadow side.
Hawking, she talks about how that same energy can be, let's say, used a little less sincerely.
Ooh, okay. So it's like that fine line between being charming and being manipulative. Like, haven't we all met someone who seemed a little too charming at
Oh,
first?
absolutely.
Like they were almost trying too hard, you know? And it makes you wonder, what are you really up to?
Yeah, exactly. You start to question what their true motives are. And King really hits on this idea that Leo men often have this almost like insatiable need for attention.
Okay, so how do you tell the difference between someone who genuinely wants a connection, like real love and all that, versus someone who's just trying to feed their ego?
That's the million-dollar question, I
Yeah.
think. King, she digs into this. She talks about how some of those classic Leo traits can actually be signs that he's more interested in admiration than actual connection.
Okay, so like what kind of signs are we talking about? Give me the juicy details.
Well, think about that guy who always has to be the center of attention, the one who somehow manages to turn every conversation back to
Oh,
himself.
yeah, I've met that guy. Not just Leos, by the way.
Right, it's not exclusive.
But okay, so that's one sign. What else?
Or maybe he's constantly fishing for compliments, even when they feel like a little forced or insincere.
Oh my gosh, yes. Or showering you with these over-the-top compliments that feel kind of, I don't know, premature. Like it's too much too soon.
Yes, you're spot on. She talks about these grandiose promises. They sound amazing, but they never quite materialize. It's all about like looking past those dazzling words and really seeing if his actions match up.
Because anyone can talk a big game, right?
Yeah.
But it's the follow-through that really counts. So how does this whole craving attention thing play into the idea of Leo men playing games in relationships?
So it often shows up as inconsistency. One minute he's all like fire and passion, totally focused on you, and the next he's totally distant and aloof. Like, where'd he go?
Ugh, the hot and cold treatment.
Yes, exactly. And King, she calls this a major red flag.
Yeah, it's the worst. So confusing. You never know where you stand. You're constantly second guessing yourself. Like, what did I do wrong?
Exactly. And that's why King is all about trusting your gut. If something feels off, if his words don't match his actions, don't ignore it.
Better safe than sorry.
Right,
Right.
exactly.
Okay, so inconsistency. That's one red flag. What else should we be on the lookout for? I'm taking notes here. I want to be fully prepared.
Let me tell you, another big one King talks about is commitment phobia. Now, again, this isn't, exclusive to Leos.
Right. Plenty of commitment phobes out there.
Exactly. But it can be a bit of a theme with them. It's like they love the chase, the excitement of a new romance. But when it comes to actually like defining the relationship, making future plans, they kind of like back away
Yeah.
slowly.
You're like, see ya. Poof, they're gone.
Exactly. They might get all hesitant or they start avoiding those, deeper conversations like, let's not talk about the future.
Yeah. Or you try to make plans like more than a week out and they're like, whoa, 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 slow down there.
Exactly. They're like, I don't even know what I'm having for dinner tonight. It's that whole, wanting to keep their options open.
Yeah, it's like they want the benefits of a relationship without any of the actual commitment.
So confusing, right? Like, what are we doing here? And King actually talks about this. She says some Leo men, they might avoid labels like boyfriend, girlfriend, too scary, or dodge those introductions with friends and family.
Ooh, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, it all comes back to that, wanting to keep their freedom, not being tied down.
Okay, so what do you do if you find yourself with a Leo man who's doing all this, like pushing your buttons, testing your limits? Because on the one hand, you don't want to let anyone walk all over you.
No, absolutely not.
But on the other hand, you don't want to be fighting all the time either.
Right. It's tricky. You got to find that balance. And King actually says to be assertive without being aggressive.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice? Give me an example.
So if he does something that bothers you, you call him out on it,
Okay.
but you do it calmly and directly. You're not attacking him.
No yelling, no drama. Got it.
Exactly. It's all about communication. And Leos, they actually respond well to directness. So if you can explain why his behavior is bothering you without, you know, blaming or attacking, he's much more likely to actually listen and make an effort to change.
Okay, so it's about finding that sweet spot between being a pushover and, like, being a stage five clinger.
Yes.
You're basically teaching him how to treat you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And you are worthy of being treated well. Like, you deserve to be with someone who respects you, respects your boundaries, values your feelings. If he's not willing to do that, then, you know.
Bye.
Exactly. On to the next.
I love that. Know your worth, ladies. Okay, so we've talked about these potential pitfalls, right? Like the inconsistency, the commitment issues, the boundary testing. But let's be real. There are probably people listening who are thinking, okay, that's all well and good, but I'm already head over heels for this Leo. What do I do?
Right, like the heart wants what it wants.
Exactly. So is there any hope for us hopeless romantics who are maybe dating a Leo?
Of course. I mean, first of all, not all Leos are out there playing games,
right?
When a Leo is genuinely invested, they can be incredible partners. They are loyal. They are passionate, generous. I mean, when they love big.
Okay, so there's hope. So how do we get to that point? How do we build a strong relationship with a Leo man, you know, given all these, like, potential pitfalls we've been talking about?
It's about finding that balance, right? Like, giving them the admiration that they crave, but also making sure you're not losing yourself in the process. King really stresses open communication, which, honestly, it's key in any relationship.
Yeah, communication is key. It's like relationship 101. But it sounds like it's especially important with Leos.
Yeah, they really need to feel heard, you know, appreciated, maybe more so than other signs. But it has to be a two-way street, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about them expressing themselves. It's also about them being receptive to your thoughts and feelings as well.
So it's about creating that safe space where both partners feel comfortable, you know, being vulnerable and sharing what's really going on.
Exactly. Active listening, empathy, willingness to compromise, those are all, like, essential ingredients.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with a fire sign like Leo.
Makes sense. Okay, now what about this whole balancing independence thing? Because we've talked about how Leos can be, you know, demanding of their partner's time and attention. So how do you balance that with also maintaining your own interests and passions and, you know, not losing yourself in the relationship?
Right. It's about having your own life outside the relationship, so it's not like your whole world revolves around them. King talks about how important it is to maintain a sense of self, even within the context of a relationship. It's not about losing yourself in the relationship. It's about two whole independent people choosing to share their lives.
Yes. I love that. So it's not about, like, playing hard to get. It's about genuinely having a life outside of the relationship.
Exactly. And that actually ties back into what we were saying earlier about boundaries. Mm-hmm. Because when you have your own independent life, it's much easier to set those boundaries and, more importantly, to stick to them.
Because you're not as reliant on him for validation or attention, mm-hmm. right? So you're less likely to put up with any BS. You're like, hey, this is how it is. You can get on board or get out of the way.
Exactly. You've got this.
Okay, so this has been incredibly insightful. I feel like I'm starting to understand the inner workings of the Leo man a lot better. We've covered everything from their, shall we say, charming but sometimes deceptive nature to the importance of boundaries, communication, self-awareness. But before we wrap things up, I want to make sure we get to King's final thoughts on the matter. So what's the takeaway here? Can a relationship with a Leo man actually work? Or are we all doomed to be caught in their web of manipulation?
You know, I think her main message is like a cautious thumbs up. Mm. She's real about the challenges, for sure. But she also thinks that if you approach it the right way, a relationship with a Leo man can be amazing.
Okay, that's good to hear. So what's the secret? Give me the short version here. What are the big things to remember when you're, like, dating a Leo?
I think the biggest thing is, like, not all Leos are the same.
Right.
It's like any sign. You've got a whole mix of personalities. But knowing those classic Leo things, the good and the maybe not so good, that's huge. Enjoy that warmth, that charisma, but also be ready for them to need attention, you know, and maybe test some boundaries.
So it's that balancing act, again, being yourself, but also, like, navigating their quirks, let's call them.
Yeah, exactly. And King, she's really big on those things we talked about.
Yeah.
Talking openly and honestly, setting boundaries, and, trusting your gut.
It's like giving your heart a crash course in Leo before it jumps in headfirst.
I love that.
This has been amazing, seriously. So helpful. I feel like I actually know what to watch out for now, the good signs and the bad ones. But before we go, there's one more thing King mentions that I wanted to get to. She talks about emotional manipulation. how some Leo men might do that.
Right, right. She talks about how they might try to make you jealous, you know, or insecure just to get a reaction, to make you want their attention even more.
Oh, yeah. Like using your insecurities to stay in control. Ugh. So how do we spot that kind of thing? And more importantly, how do we stop it?
Well, it starts with knowing yourself, knowing what makes you feel insecure in the first place. Once you see those buttons, it's easier to tell if someone's pushing them, you know?
So, like, if you know you get jealous easily and he starts talking about his ex or flirting with other women right in front of you, that's a bad sign.
Big time. You might not even mean it, but it's definitely something to watch. And if it keeps happening, you gotta say something, you know? Tell him how it makes you feel.
And by say something, we mean, like, a calm, grown-up conversation.
Yes, exactly. Not a text message war.
Right. No passive-aggressive emojis. Okay, so we've got open communication, clear boundaries, knowing ourselves, and maybe a little healthy skepticism when that Leo charm seems too good to be true. Anything else for our Leo survival kit?
Well, she's big on self-care too, which honestly is great for any relationship, but here especially. Leos, even when they're trying their best, it can be a lot.
Yeah, they need a certain level of like upkeep.
Right, so you got to take care of yourself too, emotionally. Friends, hobbies, things you enjoy, all that stuff we know we should be doing anyway. Don't let the relationship be your whole life.
It's that balance again, isn't it? Their needs and yours, time together and time apart, seeing the good and keeping it real.
Exactly.
You got it.
This has been so insightful. We covered so much today, and I hope everyone listening feels a little more ready to deal with, you know, the excitement and sometimes the chaos of dating a Leo.
Me too. It's been a great chat.
It really has. And remember, astrology can be a tool, but it's not everything. Trust your gut, follow your heart, and don't be afraid to walk away if something isn't right.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been an incredible deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep those boundaries strong.